Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast. Yeah. My name is Shakoya D, and I'm here with...
It's your boy Damani,
being Breeze.
And welcome. If this is your first time watching this podcast, this is a podcast about whatever we feel like talking about. So, music, life, love, happiness, joy, depression. We haven't talked about depression, but you know, it could come up at any moment.
You depressed?
No.
Oh, that's good.
But, like, yeah, just whatever we feel like talking about, and our creative journeys as well, and in that perspective. So, let's get into it, y'all. What are we talking about today?
So, what we have on the docket today is, do you believe it is important to only hang around people who think like you?
So, do you want us to answer it first, like?
Doesn't matter to me.
All right. I think to only hang around people that think like you, I think it's important to hang around people like, I guess who have similar thinking, but also very different thinking. Like, I don't think your entire circle, like all the people that you come in contact with consistently, should have the same thought process as you. Maybe like the same energy or the same, like, y'all are on the same level energy wise, but as far as like I don't feel like they should have the exact same thoughts as you all the time.
I agree.
Interesting.
I agree. I mean, I think it's kind of like a, when you only hang around the people that think like you, you only get that side of the story. So it's like, I think people talk about it as if you're supposed to only hang around people that think like you, which, I mean, I think getting around people who are like you is important, but only hanging around people that are like you only ends up with you guys. Nobody has a new thought. Mm-hmm. Like, all of your thoughts are like, oh yeah, that makes sense. We're all in the same, we're all in agreement here.
All right, I agree with that. But, what if all y'all thinking are like only results in goodness and advancement, whatever you want? All y'all thinking are like gets you whatever you want.
Well, I feel like so that's what I'm saying, like, similar thinking is okay. Like, y'all can have or be on the same page as far as like growth and different things like that, but I would prefer to be around people who I can learn things from. So even though, like, we're on the same page as far as, all right, this is how we're going to do the podcast, but maybe we're not on the same page as, like, we might not be on the same page as far as, like, religious aspects. We might not be on the same page as far as just lifestyles in general. Like, if we're doing the exact same thing all the time, I don't know if there's the extra room for growth. Like, how do I learn from you if I already know what you're thinking in every facet of your life?
I'm trying to think of
But I also think, to be honest, I think you also need the extremes. Like, I think you need people who are like, Not like you shouldn't be hanging out with racists or nothing like that. I think that's a little too far. But, like, I think you need, like, some people who are a little, who put it, because the only way you're growing is if you're uncomfortable. So, like, if you're comfortable, it's like hanging out with your friends all the time. At some point, you might want to hang out with other people. There's nothing wrong with your friends. There's, like, nothing wrong with how you think, but you already know how you think. So, I think it's important to kind of get the opposite side of, or go as far, if you're on the right side, let's go as far left as I can possibly go for it to still feel like me, and then see if we can go a little bit further, just so I can see, all right, what's the full spectrum of what I'm doing, whether it's religion, like, because again, if you can have somebody who's very, very religious, and they don't even like going to the opposite side is like super spiritual, right? And it's like, especially when it comes to spiritual stuff, it varies, and it can go, some people will be like, all right, well, you're looking at, you doing this is way far away from it. And then the other side is like, all right, well, this is kind of in my, like, listen, I pray, I read the Bible, I'm here with it. And it's like, I think you need to need to be able to see both sides for you to get a full spectrum of, at least in my opinion. Like, because then it's like, all right, now I've encountered somebody like this. I know how to handle myself in a scenario with somebody like this. And it's like, now my thought process is different.
I agree. Well, I was trying to combat, but...
You don't have a good rebuttal?
Nah, I ain't have no thoughts that spark the minds of, of the youth them.
Lord have mercy. I was going to say, do you guys feel like you constantly hang out with people who are only like you, or do you feel like you kind of get a good mixture? Let's see.
It's a great question. It depends. I only have like a handful of people that like me, but nobody thinks exactly the same. Like, and nobody want to do the exact same thing. So, without wanting to do the exact same thing, it's kind of hard to think of, like, because everybody don't know the same stuff because they're not interested in the same stuff. So it's like, we all could be walking the same direction, but we all in our different lanes.
So we on like, separate streets, but we walk in like, the same direction.
Hey, what's good? I see you over there doing your thing. Keep it over here.
Okay. Is that something? Oh, go ahead. You can answer. You feel the same way as him? Like you feel like you have a good balance of?
Yeah, I think for the most part, like the people that I hang around and like the people that I call my friends, they don't really think like me. Like we have similarities or similar ways of thoughts in certain areas, and then outside of that, it's like just completely different. Like it's some areas that are like we on the same exact page, like yeah, and then there's other stuff that's like, oh, like whether it be like just lifestyle, career, like different things like that, but we're able to, you know, learn from each other and grow, and it's like I never thought about life like this, so be interesting.
So do you feel like...
Wait.
Oh, I was about to do the same thing.
What about you?
Oh, but yeah, no, I didn't always get a good mix, which this is where my next question was kind of going.
Okay.
So I'll still ask it, but I'll answer. I was going to say, do you feel like you guys have always kind of like sought out different opinions, or is that something that, or like the different perspectives, or is that something that you just recently started doing? Because I know for me, when I was younger... It was just me and homies. Like, it was just, we were super aware of the fact that we kind of like thought a little bit different, and we just kind of entertained each other's ideas. But it wasn't until I went to college and I was hanging around, it was totally different kind of people. And it was like, and then, again, even just the going down to the difference between hanging out with all guys at first and hanging out with all girls. Like, just the stuff that people care about is different, and like now the conversations are different. So it was like, oh, I didn't even know about this. I wasn't even thinking about this. So do you feel like you guys always kind of sought that out, or do you feel like it was it's something that you kind of just happened naturally, or did you not even know that that was kind of something that you should or wanted to look for?
Now it kind of just happens naturally. I be wanting people who be inspiring me. Like, I just be like, man, most of the people that's around me, or all the people that's around me, they inspire me in some type of way. Like, but when I was younger, I don't even think I really hung around people who thought like me. Like, in life, but even when I was younger, I don't even really know how I thought. I feel like I was probably projecting other people's thoughts, because I don't know, it could have been I didn't really have time to really understand my own thoughts. I still don't understand my own thoughts, but like if I have a feeling, then I'm gonna go with that feeling. That's why I don't be having reasonings for a lot of things. It's just how I feel.
Just pausing for a moment. Are you, like, clenching your jaws or something? Because, like, your braids keep moving.
Yeah, I was going to say, your braids are dancing.
Every time you stop, they just...
Yeah, your braids have been dancing. I've noticed this whole time. But I just didn't say nothing. I was like, I don't even want to get distracted.
No, no. I don't think I am. I know I'm talking.
It's
and
like
thinking.
It's yeah. like your brain working. It's like every time my brain is working. Your brain is like
the antennas is up.
My brain is working. Like I be thinking. That's why the light skin face. My eyes squint when I be thinking. And I was watching the video that I had just posted, and I was like, I see why y'all think I'm like how I'm talking now, my eyes are squinting. It's because I'm in the conversation, and it's like, I see you. I'm making eye contact. I'm looking at you, making eye contact, and I'm into it. So I'm just thinking, like, you know what? I don't know. It's a great question. I feel this one moving a little bit, too.
It's just like, as soon as you pause, they just... And I'm like,
I might be clinching my, because I just started doing it.
Oh, okay.
It's possible. I don't know. But my wheels are turning. All right.
I had to just, that was distracting me. I heard what you said, but I was getting distracted. Because I'm like, how is he doing that? Like, and I was trying to look at your ears. Like, is he wiggling his ears?
My third eye is opening.
My third eye opening. You see, it's the aura. It's moving the brain.
Yeah, third eye and my crown chakra, they balancing out, and I'm just
That's right.
Did I even finish that last answer?
I thought you were done.
Because you definitely you asked her what about you, and then she was like, before I answer.
Yeah. Okay, so for me, I feel like it naturally happened my whole life. Because same as him, I don't know that there was ever anybody who actually thought like me. Mm-hmm. But I also didn't necessarily fully explore my thinking until I got older. I just knew that I was very different.
Unicorn.
Yeah.
You got the little horn.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I see the great imagery.
Mm-hmm. Great imagery.
But I feel like it was just kind of naturally happened because, I mean, I played soccer, so, like, I wasn't in Delaware. It's just, well, in Jersey, I was around a lot of black people that played soccer because my dad was my coach and everything. Delaware was around a lot of white people. And then, like, as far as school and stuff, I mean, I don't think there was anybody that actually thought like me. I think it's just been, like, natural all my life. I don't think I noticed it until you just asked this question. So.
Right, get the wheels turning.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just trying, you know, spy to you.
What about you, though? Or you said that already.
Yeah, I kind of did. Because, again, for me, I think, it wasn't until college. And then, again, like, the shift between hanging around more women than versus more guys. Conversations is totally
way different.
It's totally like, different. Even,
it's different. It's way different. Yeah. Well, the people that I'll be around, it didn't really change until after college. Mm-hmm. Like, now I'll be meeting some amazing people. Every conversation I have, it turns into some type of impactful conversation. Mm-hmm. Even if I'm not talking, I just like, oh, word. Outside of work. I be with some different type of people when I'm working. Like, different type of people.
So, like, for you guys, where does the line get drawn between, like, alright, this is, like, I can entertain this kind of conversation versus, or, like, this is the kind of perspective, outside perspective that I needed versus, like, I don't even want to be around. Like, you're not even in my wheelhouse.
If we not moving, if it's not no type of growth or moving forward type of advancement type of thing, I'm good. Like, yeah, I'm good.
But do you just mean like off of the first conversation, or you mean like over time?
I guess both. Like, is there a cutoff beforehand? Like, when you first meet somebody, it's like, you know what? I'm not even about to entertain you, or is it like...
You know, with the first conversation, I don't know that I figured that out yet, because I'll be entertained. So, even if I disagree wholeheartedly, I still want to hear, like, how did you get here? So, like, I'll entertain you, and I'll still ask, like, questions and stuff like that, And then it'd be too late when I realize I should have ended this conversation.
We'd be like, I don't even remember, like, first conversations. Or, like, first actual conversations, I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't think. I mean, it got to be a really impactful one. Yeah, but then again, I think it just depends on how you meet somebody.
Right? Yeah, because I be getting some weird conversations randomly. So yeah,
me too.
It'd be like, and I
all my life, if somebody tell you they're gonna kill you.
So I just, but as far as like, I guess like over time, I mean, I don't know that there's like a time frame for stuff, like for me, just because like I don't hang around, I don't let too many people in, so from jump, like, we're not gonna be best friends from jump. Like, we're gonna be cool. Like, I might like you or be like, oh, we could possibly be friends or whatever. But as far as like a lot of my friends that I have, and I don't have many friends, I consider them that's not a bad thing. I consider those people like family. So like, if you're my friend, like, I'm considering you like family for the most part. So I have people that I'm cool with, though. But those people, you're not going to have that much. Like, you don't know that much about me. You're not going to have that much, like, access. So, I don't know. I don't have, like, a timeline as far as how soon I can tell. But, I mean, my mom always said, try the spirit with the spirit. And sometimes off that first interaction, I'd be like, you know what? This is not a spirit I want to be around.
Yeah. But, I mean, even in something like that, right? To say, like, even trying the spirit with the spirit, like, depending on who you're around, like, all right, you saying that and then him bringing up chakras, right? Like, on paper, some people may hear you, like, you start talking about chakras, you start talking about crystals. I don't even want to go in that.
Right.
I don't even want to go in that bag.
That's like, true.
That's a far bag. And even on the flip side, you start bringing up verses and you like, you like, hold on, I was like, this is getting real. I don't even want to bring that up. So it's like, do you feel like it's necessary to have the opposing, to be in contact with the opposing, your opposing viewpoints, I guess?
I think it's good. Okay. Yeah, I think it's good to see the other side, all sides, different sides, to a certain extent. To a certain extent. Because it'd be like, one, it could have you thinking differently or actually do some type of research or just look into some different things, or you might find out something that you never knew before. Two, it might reassure you that I'm good. let me stay away. Like, it might reassure you, like, you know what? Yeah, no matter what's going on right now, I'm good. I feel like you should know a little, like, it's okay to experience different things, have different conversations.
I think that, I don't think that it's necessary, right? I think that, because depending on who you are, some people, they just, like, they don't want to do it, right? Mm-hmm. They don't want to explore the opposite side. They're like, I'm good here, like, y'all. But I feel like certain things as far as, like, religion and spirituality, because that's what's popping in my head right now, it's, like, a lot of those things are, it's, like, whatever brings you peace, right? So if I feel like I'm at peace, and I don't want to explore nothing else because this is what I found to bring me peace, then all right. But I think it's okay to explore. I think it's fine to, like, look into things, like he was saying, and, like, find out more, or even know somebody who has that opposing objective, like, to just have the conversation. Because a lot of times you realize, like, everything is connected. So it's, like, a lot of times the stuff that you was thinking, like, you might have a viewpoint of what you were taught something was, and then when you talk to somebody who's actually a part of it, or thinks like that, or does things, practice things, whatever, or even just did the research on it, you'll find that it's not what everybody was telling you it was.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I definitely agree, because I think depending on,
yeah, I just think it helps. I just think it helps, and it makes your either it'll, most of the time, like you said, it'll either strengthen what you already believe, or you're like, you know what, I don't even want to go in that direction. But I think it's also, like how you said, it's important that even if you don't constantly come in contact with your, like, the complete opposite side, like, just be willing to have the conversation, because, like, again, if we're talking spirituality versus, like, religion, like, it just kind of opens you up to be like, all right, cool, this is your experience, this is what you believe. Just because you believe something different doesn't mean I can't rock with you.
Yeah. Right.
And I think say that. Yeah. Like, it might be a great person on the other end of that conversation.
Right.
And it's like, goes back to, is it important to hang around people that got that only think like you?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they may think like you in other aspects, but this particular thing, it's like, you know what, I don't feel like that. Like, when we went home, them boots. Ain't nobody like the boots.
The bodegas.
I'm like, Bodegas. I was like, you know what? I like these. I might need me a pair.
Yeah.
Everybody else, like, you know what? I wouldn't spend my money on that. But it's just like, we could agree on other things.
Yeah.
But I need these boots.
But that goes into, like, being sure of yourself, right? Because if you're not sure of who you are, if you go into situations like somebody, let's say you wasn't sure of who you are or confident in yourself or something like that. You show somebody else them boots and they like, I ain't paying this much money for these. Mm. And then you're like, dang, like,
right.
Maybe I shouldn't get it. Maybe. And it can change your perspective based off of that. But if you're having these conversations or going into these scenarios and being around other people who don't think like you, being sure of who you are and how you think and even just what you want in life. Because, I mean, we're not always sure of everything. So, mm-hmm. It's like, if you knew you getting these boots regardless of what anybody else mm-hmm. say, it's like, I'm going to show these to you because, like, I love you. But I feel like I really don't care what your opinion is. I'm excited mm-hmm. about this. So my hope is that you're excited. But you don't have this, that you don't value fashion or this yeah. thing, so your thought process is different in that aspect. But I like, we could still be cool. Like, you don't gotta like them. I'm gonna still get them. He's still fire to me. But we could still have a conversation. We could still talk. We could still disagree or whatever, yeah. whatever. But like, I can still have you around and have you in my life. So it's
I think a lot of people stop at like, oh, we believe different things. It just means we can't rock together. It's like, nah, I think you can. I think it's just, like, if you, as long as you understand that, like, all right, you place value in, let's say it's clothes, since we're talking about that, right? But you're like, you know what? I see those clothes. I know exactly. I like those. Like, I see those as valuable. Next person might be like, bro, I ain't about to pay that for that price. These are something I walk in. They gonna get messed up anyway. Why would I do that? Mm-hmm. It's like, I'd much rather put this into a car or whatever it is. And it's just like, that doesn't mean that, like, you valuing clothes is makes you any less of a person. It doesn't it doesn't mean anything different about you. So it's like, just understanding that everybody's experience is different, and being okay with everybody's experience being different from yours. Like, so yeah.
And this is random, but you know the drink Casamigo, mm-hmm. they got different ones.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's Reposado?
What's that?
Like, the one I like is Reposado. I just found that out. I thought it was Reposado. I never read it, but I just heard it. It sounded like they said Reposado. The other day, I said it, and it was like, you mean Reposado? And I was like,
I said, what you mean?
I said it wrong. What is me?
Let me do my hoops real quick. But nah. I've never even had Casamigos before.
Casamigos.
Cool.
Yeah. Got you. Let me get my accent on. Hola, como estás? Bien, y tú? Mm-hmm. I see. Ay, coño.
Yo. Oh, man. All right, so I hope I didn't ask this already, but like just to kind of wrap it all up. Like, do you feel like how many of your in your current circle, how many people do you feel like think farther away from you than how many people do you think don't think similarly to you that's in your immediate circle at the moment?
Similar in what capacity?
Just like, I mean, I guess in any capacity, any capacity where you feel like every time we have, let me not say every time, but you'll have a lot of disagreements in terms of just trying to get figure out, again, just anywhere, do you feel like you have that, a group of individuals or a few individuals that think a little bit farther out than you?
I don't think it was necessarily far out. I would say, if we all had the same goal, we all would go about it a different way.
I like that.
I feel like that's, at right now, that's the most, that's as different as it is right now. Mm. If we all had the same goal, we could have the same goal, but none of us would do it the same.
What about you?
I agree with that. You said our immediate circle.
I mean, it could be just in your circle in general. It don't have to be. I said immediate because immediate. Who you deal out of your friends, because I'm assuming you wouldn't put people in your circle that aren't past the friend level if they're if they haven't made it to that marker. if they're still in the acquaintance zone,
I agree with what he said. I don't think that I have friends that have different values than I do. So I agree with what he said. If we had the same goal, we would all go about it a different way. I also know that we think similarly in certain ways, but we have we hold different things. Different things in our lives have more or less value. Mm. So some things that I hold nearer to my heart, other people don't, and vice versa. Mm. So does that answer the question?
I think so. For me, I think I have a few. There's a few friends that definitely challenge me. I mean, again, in a similar way, I like your answer. We all go about it in different goals, in different ways. But it's I also have people who are trying to do completely different things. Right. And it's I'm inspired. I'm equally inspired by them as I would hope that they are by me. So, just them doing certain things, I'm like, oh, snap. I see you doing your thing. I see you doing your thing in dance or whatever. And it inspires me to want to do something in this. So it's I think that's the most important thing, at least for me. And I think I have a good night at the moment. Of course, I'm open to meeting new people. But, I think at the moment, that's where it's at, But again, we're meeting new people.
Yeah.
It's red flags with meeting new people, so.
Yeah. Nice transition.
I'm saying I'm trying. Yeah. Gotta watch the red flag.
Watch those red flags. So, speaking of red flags, what are y'all red flags?
Are we talking?
Now we talking about, since this is this topic, we could talk about just in people in general.
Just in general, not relationship, just in general.
Mm-hmm. Just in general, let's get to that, just in general.
I gotta think.
My red flags as far as people. I think mine would probably be when you're not willing to hear people's opinion. I think that usually bothers me, because it's you have no clue what this person, you have no clue who this person is. So it's you being unwilling to hear somebody out, that's usually a red flag for me. And people who say I saw something on Twitter that made me laugh, but I realized it was like when they be like what's the difference between I match energy and they started it as a kid? It's no difference. All right, so I laughed at that. I was like, well, I think that could potentially be a red flag, being like, you know, like, oh, I just match energy. It's like, Brad, everything doesn't elicit the same amount of energy. You don't have to, just because they go low, you don't gotta go limbo and go even lower. It's like, you don't have to do that. But
go limbo, great imagery.
I try to get upset. I think those are probably two off the top.
I've got nothing. You go.
One that I have is people like pointing the finger. That kind of goes with match of energy or like just like
lack of accountability.
Yeah,
that's like a big one.
Yeah, that's a red flag for me.
Another one, people who talk too much about nothing, that bothers me.
Well, what's considered nothing?
Right.
I should know about your whole life off of the first conversation.
Well, that's not nothing. That's their whole life.
Yeah.
Nah,
biography.
Okay, it don't be their whole life. It just be like non-important stuff.
Well, that's important to them.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's their life. They talking about how they had to take Jimmy and Timmy to their school and get picked up.
Talking about Jimmy and Timmy.
Like, I gotta take the twins to school. They ain't had the right lunch or whatever. I don't know.
It's so crazy because I was thinking about Jimmy Neutron Turner when you said that. I was just thinking of the episode
classic.
Swatch. Swatch.
Classic.
Swatch. Which one did you like better, Jimmy Neutron or Fairly Odd Parents?
I think I liked Fairly Odd Parents better because it was parts of Jimmy Neutron that got on my nerves.
Y'all know what I found out about Timmy Turner? I'll let you go first, though.
I think the Fairly Odd Parents show hits more in general. I think Jimmy Neutron probably ended at a better place. They probably should have cut Fairly Odd Parents way earlier.
They're still on.
Yeah, I know. They should have cut that thing off way earlier.
They're still
yeah.
making new episodes.
Yeah, parents got a baby. Poof. Yeah, Poof.
Oh, yeah. I heard about it's Poof. I
had seen Poof. I was in high school. Poof was still poofing. And I don't know if it's an actual adult now. It should be grown by now.
Yeah, because you grown.
Yeah. And I was in high school then, so. Yeah. TV time. It should be an adult.
That's why I learned about Fairly Odd Parents and Timmy Turner. The whole meaning behind the show was no matter what you wish for, what you get, what you require, your life is already perfect how it is. Because everything that he wished for, he ended up wishing it was back to how it was.
Oh, he definitely did.
So, yeah. Be grateful.
But he was also wishing for, like, frivolous things.
Exactly. But Also, Timmy low key trash
because Chester.
No, yeah, his whole family living. I mean, granted, they was okay, they was grateful, but like he could have at least hooked his homies. Like he ain't wish for nothing good for his homies for real.
Like, or for just, anybody. Like it was all stuff for him. Like he ain't trying to help nobody for real.
Like granted, he was 12.
He was 12?
Okay, I think he was like 12.
He was like 7.
I thought he was like 8, 9.
I thought he was like...
What grade was he in?
Well, I thought he was like 12.
I guess
like
he was in like middle school. They had bells.
You ain't had bells in elementary school?
No, I ain't had bells in elementary school.
Oh, nah, I ain't had bells. We was in bells. Class.
We only had one classroom to go to.
We did. Wow.
Yeah, elementary school.
Yeah, they had bells, though, so maybe he was in middle school, sixth grade. No, but, yeah, maybe, like, sixth grade. But I don't know. He was very selfish.
Dang, that's tough. I mean, look at it from that aspect.
So.
Still be grateful.
Yeah. Keep an open mind, but be grateful.
How did we get it? We're so far.
I'm sorry. Red flags.
Oh, yeah, we're sorry about I said Jimmy and Timmy. I'm like, what? How did we get here? Just walking.
Yeah. That was my fault because you said Jimmy and Timmy, and I was thinking about the cartoons. And
oh, yeah, because you was talking about, they was talking about people who keep talking to you about nothing.
Yeah. All right, let me rephrase that. People who What was my first red flag?
I thought it was the people who talk about nothing. I had one before that.
This was the first one you said.
The second one. The first one was.
We're going to check the tapes.
First one was red flags, red flags, red flags. This wasn't the first one.
It was. This is how you started.
Nah. This was the second one. My first one was good. My first one was good. That's all I got. All I got is the first one right now. We're going to get back to that.
This was the first one.
Nah, this was the second one. Oh, had to be the second one. Had to be.
All right, so what? So, all right, we're on the second one. So, why do you think it's like them talking about nothing? If it's, is it like them complaining? Is it like,
okay, it'd be about non-important things.
What is non-important? You gotta specify, my shit. Non-important. Like, I don't care about how your dog doing.
Nah, I don't even be like that.
Like, because like, I care about the dog.
It'd be conversations like,
is it small talk?
It's not even small talk. It's like, it's just rambling at this point. It don't even be like they need an open ear. It might be something like, hey, I'm about to eat good. Hey, yo, you know what I'm talking about? I got this on. I got this from the. I'm like, oh, word. I don't got nothing to say.
How is that a red flag?
Maybe it's not a red flag. I just don't like it. Let's define red flags. Red flags are
a warning sign, a stop sign.
Yeah.
Hold on. Hit one of those. You know, okay. Just like a hold on. I don't.
Stop sign.
Yeah, that's it. You know, it's like there may be. You know, I may not want to go this way.
Yeah.
Okay. I know I had a first one. The first one was good. I don't remember the first one, but.
Dang. You didn't say it.
I had to say it. Let's run it back. Let's see. Do you have anything yet?
I've been sitting here trying to think this whole time. Because, I mean, like, it's like I know them when I see them. Yeah, red flags. It's like
hard to get it going.
I feel like a red flag is you being too close to my personal space when we first meet.
That's good.
I feel like that's a huge red flag. Like, whether you're a girl, guy, whatever, like, I feel like if you're too close, you're too comfortable already. And a lot of times, because I've encountered people who, like in college, remember that one girl who would show up at my room?
Mm-hmm.
I met her, like, one time. And she started showing up in my dorm room every night at 6 p.m. So much so that I went down the hall to hide in his room at 6 p.m. after a while. Because I was like, I don't want you here. I don't want to be here. This is getting too much. You're not texting me to say, hey, can we meet up or anything? I'm not inviting you over. You're just showing up every night at 6 p.m. So it was like 5:55. I was like, oh, it's about that time. Let me head over to Damani's room. And I text him to ask him, can I hide out in there? And we had a great conversation. But I feel like that's a red flag. Like, you're trying to insert yourself into my life, like, too much. Like,
right, back up.
Like, you don't know boundaries. It gives me vibes of you not knowing boundaries. And I don't like that. I feel like that's a red flag.
Lack of boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
So, I didn't have too many red flags for people.
In general.
But relationship red flags.
You got them?
I may have one or two that I can think of right now. But I don't want to go first.
All right, red flags. Mm-hmm. People be flagging the red, okay? Be flagging that red. Red flagging, okay? So, all right, red flag. One of the red flags would be we just started talking and you texted me at 3 a.m. like, what you wearing or what are you doing?
Oh, wow.
That's a red flag for me. Yeah. Because you didn't have good conversation during the day already. And now it's 3 a.m. And that's booty call hours. And I'm just not that type of girl, you know? So that's a red flag. Sometimes a red flag be if he got a girl best friend, but sometimes that don't be a red flag. You just gotta meet the friend.
Feel the vibes out, feel the energy.
Yeah, you gotta get all the vibes. And then you gotta meet some of the other friends just to make sure, because, you know. And trust your gut, okay? Trust your gut. But actually listen to your intuition. Don't be wilding out for no reason.
You that was two. You got one more?
Let me think.
Sound like you had a whole list of them.
I mean, because, like, okay. Don't text me 100 times what you doing.
Conversation.
Because that means we don't have anything to talk about. So if you're just constantly, what are you doing? If that's like five times out of the day, like, that's, you don't have nothing to say to me.
Why
are we texting? Yeah, so that's annoying. Because then it's like nothing, chilling. What you doing?
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't really care what you're doing right now. Like, I might actually care, though. So tell me what you're doing. But don't text me that a million times. Actually have a conversation with me. Like, hey, what's your favorite thing to do on the weekends? Or, like, I've been out of the game for a while, guys. It's like, hey, you want to meet up and go somewhere? Like, we could talk in person. Like, just don't be what you doing me to death. Because that's not cute. Because that means you really don't have anything to say for real. You just want to keep texting me to make sure that you're still on my mind. And you might already be on my mind, but the thought might be, this is getting boring.
That's tough.
So, I'll hold off. You guys got some?
I know he got some.
Got one. One is a conversation piece. If I be the only person having a conversation, cause I be needing some good conversation.
Yeah.
So if I'm holding the conversation, I might as well just talk to myself at this point.
That is true.
I don't need no reassurance. Like, okay. Like the fake listening. Like, I ask a question. I ain't say nothing to agree with. That's a question. But, another red flag, I just thought of it when people be like, I don't think you can handle me.
Nobody's ever said it to me, but like, just hearing
it. It really bothers me. And I'd be like, one, you wouldn't be here if you really thought that. And two, cut it out.
It's just like, it's like you're not a package. Like, you don't even, what are we talking about?
Stop it. Yeah, and then, one that I had thought of the other day, I was just thinking about when people be like, oh, I just need some background noise. What they put on as their background noise. Mm-hmm. Like, because then that's feeding their subconscious, and then that's a whole nother conversation. So, it'd be like, yeah, them my red flags.
Conversation.
But then what do you put on as the background noise?
Cooking shows.
See? That's a wife. That's a nice wholesome one. If you're hungry, she gonna make sure you eat. She can actually cook.
Okay, some wives don't know how to cook, though.
Okay. But for someone who watches cooking shows, if you watching cooking shows, I hope that you...
Well, some people watch cooking shows and don't know how to cook.
If you out there watching cooking shows, I hope you pick something up.
I be watching the competitions, though. So
yeah, the competitions be good. Competitions be good.
Not the regular. I don't watch Rachel Ray no more. I graduated from her. Mm-hmm. I'm out here
it's
watching.
The early stuff.
Yeah, that's the early stuff.
The beginner's package.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You used to watch Rachel Ray?
Every now and then, you know. She could cook. Mm-hmm. She could cook. Mm-hmm.
You know that.
Her, Guy, Fury. Fiery Fury.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. Yeah. That's my show. If we had cable, we'll be watching that. But, yeah,
Those are some good red flags. But, like, because I know, yeah, I don't watch the Ratchet shows for real like that no more. Yeah,
too much of that, I'd be like, hey, man, what are we doing? Why do you get so much, like, why are you so entertained by this?
But, like, it's like, some people love it because it's, like, a step out of their own reality. So if their life is, sometimes, like, their life is chaotic or stressful, yeah. So they like.
But my life be peaceful, so I don't be wanting the chaoticness. I don't need the toxic energy. I'm not looking for a toxic relationship. Mm. I need peace. You see how
it's like, I need peace. Be his peace.
Be his peace. When I'm alone in my room, sometimes I stare at the wall, and in the back of my mind, I hear my conscience call, telling me I need a girl that's as sweet as a dove. But the first time in my life, I see I need peace.
Yeah, I was.
But yeah, and your reflex. I think I'm a borrow one of yours. I think the music is only being able to listen to one kind of music for me. It's like, bro, you got to be able to. I can't listen to the.
Gotta diversify.
Like, yeah, if you only listen to Megan, it's like, bro, I can't. This is a lot. Like the same way, if you only listen to, like, if all you listen to is only Janae, it'd be like, bro, what? It's like, can we just? Yeah, it's like I don't need to hear her whispering every 5 seconds. Like, can we just? Like, I think that that's one of them for me. Just like your taste in music, which is kind of, I mean. Like I've dated people who I was like didn't have the same taste in music in, but like it didn't last. Like, cause what am I playing? Like, what are we playing? We go to we in the whip. Like, how, like, what am I playing?
You whoever, know what I'm saying? Driving, we in the, control the music.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm driving. Now you're gonna turn this off. Turn what? This Thames. Like, what you? This what? You want me to turn this off for what? You know. So I think that's one, and I think I think being too clingy too early is like, cause it's like
clinginess. It don't bother me, but I'll be needing space at certain times.
It's, like, I think that's because I think for me, I get a lot of my energy from being by myself. So like, and I spent a lot of time by myself. So like, early on, like if it's like a nonstop, like give me 5 seconds to miss you. That's it. Just give me 5 seconds. Like, it don't gotta be. It don't gotta be.
Nah. I'm just listening.
No, I'm. It just be like, it don't gotta be. We don't have to talk throughout the entire day. Like, let's just have some moments. And plus, I'm a notoriously bad texter. That's just what it. So like, yes. For me to, you know, yes. For me, to, I'm just. It's just. It's not even on purpose. I'd be like, God, I swear I responded.
I did it again.
It's like, oh, it's like it's staying 7 hours.
7 hours.
Like, I thought I hit send on that message, like. But
I had to get on him so many times about that.
Yeah, because it just, especially, but this is why it happens, right? Being a bad texter, I'm speaking for all the bad texters out here, right? Being a bad texter, right? So one, either I read the message and replied in my head, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm like, oh yeah, of course I'm down, yeah. Didn't hit the send button. Right, or two.
You didn't type it if it was in your head.
Right, so listen. Or I typed out the message and just didn't hit send. Maybe I got distracted. Cool. Or the third option.
What was distracting you?
Life. A cooking show was on, and I was like, "Oh snap! They wanna
shut
they,
up.
They chefing it up with
that's
that.
A pig in the place. You know what I'm saying? I ain't lying, pig in the place.
Well, yeah. So it could be that or. A lot of times, especially if I'm talking to people, like, in person.
I'll be doing that, too.
I'm engaged in conversation. Like, I'm not checking the phone.
Now, I don't even text back. Like, I'll be reading the message, and depending on the importance of the message, it determines how quickly I respond.
I think y'all are starting to rub off on me because I was supposed to send a text message earlier this week. And I typed out the message, put everything in there, and then I was like, you know what? They never text me back.
I wasn't even always like this.
There's nothing like, wrong with being like this.
I used to text back immediately, like, give me, like, 5 minutes, get a response, but now it would be, like, five days.
There's nothing wrong
but this
with
is the
it.
Thing.
Send that whenever you fit on your spirit.
This is the thing.
Not
let
in
it
a
sizzle on
though.
Your spirit.
This is the thing. People talk to me all the time now. Like, I be having a lot of messages. I'd be like, I honestly be forgetting to respond. Like, mm-hmm. I just be, like, if I'm not on my phone, I'm not on the phone.
Yeah, and it is.
Like, I might see the message, and then I might be doing something.
I might have took message. A nap. I might have been knocked out. I'm like, oh, snaps. I get up for looking at my schedule, like, oh, snap. I'm supposed to be somewhere. And then next thing you know, I'm driving. Oh, snap, it's been 4 hours. I ain't even. Sorry, next time we talk, I'll talk on the phone.
Yeah, it really be an accident. I'll be meaning to hit people back. It just don't be happening. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. It's just, I think I value my time more. Call me. I don't pick up the phone either, but.
You probably gonna get a call back first. Like, if you call me, because I'm like, you gotta be calling, like, to talk to me.
Text me first. If it's important, call me. If it's important, text me what the importance is. That's how you do it. If it's, yeah, text me the importance. Mm-hmm. And then if it's important, then
so you want them to text you code red?
Nah, just text me what it is. Yeah, like, just text the message.
And what if it's like, it's too long to text? Code red, I'm calling you.
And if I say, all right, give me 2 minutes. If I text back, all right, you get an answer. I could be asleep. Actually, if it's an emergency, just call me. Everybody don't call me, so certain people that call me, I'm going to answer.
But other people that call you, you're not going
to
answer.
Mm-hmm. It just depends. Sometimes I'm not in a talking mood. I don't have the capacity to talk.
And that's fine. So it's there, like, is nothing wrong.
I'll be looking at the phone sometimes, and I'll be like, you know what? I can't do it. I know it's not just like a high and by type of thing, mm-hmm. or I'm outside type of thing. But even if they was outside, they would be, I'm ready to talk.
Like, I didn't realize how much I sat in silence, like, until, like, after I moved, and then we all moved in, and I'm like, oh,
so quiet.
I didn't realize how much I didn't speak, because it's like, I just don't say nothing. I'm in my head. It's like, it's dead silent in the room. Didn't say nothing. So it's like, sometimes I just don't even be, right, mentally ready to have a conversation. But if you call me, it's like, I'm most likely going to answer a call, because it's like, oh, you call, you want to talk. Like, that's different. If you want to talk, I'm going to be engaged.
Always answer. You know, technology. This technology thing.
You sound like a bunch of red flags. Red flags.
Just text me,
though.
If it's a relationship, I'm going to answer my phone or text back.
Yeah.
I'm not in a relationship. So, if I don't answer certain people, if I don't answer, it's because I'm not on my, I don't have my phone on. That's or I can't answer.
My phone died. Oh, snap. My phone is about to die.
I respond to what needs to be responded to. Yeah, like, if I don't respond, it's not an emergency. Like, you don't, my presence isn't needed if I don't respond. But if I'll respond to, I try the spirit with the spirit. It's not my energy. It's my energy.
Yeah. Gotta let
that die.
Oh, man.
But yeah.
That's wild. I hate that. Why did I even start saying that?
It just started today. There's still time to stop.
It's not. It's in me now. It's a part of, it's not my enemy. It's my enemy.
Anyways. So basically, in a relationship, it's a red flag. Like, if you're not responding back to text messages and calls, or even if y'all are like talking, mm-hmm. I'm like, you need to text me back, you need to call me back. Like, I'm not, this is not one of those games. We're not,
it shows,
not gonna be playing phone tag. But if we're not in a relationship, I'm with y'all. I used to respond to everything and you know, answer all my calls. Right now, like, if you call me and I don't answer, you can't even leave a voicemail. That's not my fault. I didn't say it.
We got the red flag.
I didn't say it like that.
Sound like celebrity stuff to me. Can't even catch, if you catch me, you catch me.
I didn't set it up like that. For some reason, my voicemail just stopped working as of last April, and I didn't know until December.
It's almost a year.
Right. Mm-hmm. I didn't know. I just wasn't getting voicemails, and I had no idea. Oh, but
interesting.
But yeah, but just text me.
Sorry to cut you off. I hate that word, but I love that word.
Interesting.
Interesting. Like.
So you say interesting, you don't say interesting, or does it depend on the context of the sentence?
It depends on the context of the sentence. When somebody's saying something, I say interesting, because that's what everybody says to me.
That's how they say it?
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Interesante. Sounds like a red flag to me.
But, like, no. I hate it, but I love it, just because it'd be like, I'll be trying to figure out, what the do you mean interesting? Like, are you being sarcastic? Mm-hmm. Are you really interested? See? It's a difference. I say interesting. Mm-hmm. But are you being sarcastic? Are you really interested? It's just a lot of that word could be interchanged. That word can have many meanings, mm-hmm. and I just be trying to figure it out. So I just be intrigued when people be saying it.
You'd be interested
with people. Mm-hmm. I be intrigued, very intrigued.
It means the same thing.
Does it?
Intrigued. Yeah. I'm about to start throwing and say that instead.
I would be saying intriguing. Let me Google. Do my Googles.
Yeah, you, what you doing? Intrigued or interesting?
Intrigued.
Yeah, intriguing is just, yeah, it's just, you know, fancy interested.
Yeah.
Piqued interest.
Yeah. Arouse the curiosity.
Curious.
And then, interesting, it means, absorbing.
Curious. Okay, all right.
Curiosity.
I've never heard nobody stutter on the S like that. Like, that's a different one. I've just never heard that before.
I'm not going to go past that.
I was trying to read through it.
Nah. Woo, that was a good one right there.
Arouse the curiosity or interest of.
Yeah, that's the same. That's one of the definitions for interest.
And then... It says one of the symmetry. It says similar instead of synonym, so it just threw me off. It says interest. Mm-hmm. Interest.
Intriguing.
Intriguing.
I say muy interesante.
Intriguing.
You actually have a beard. You can do that. But,
You didn't always have a beard?
No.
You didn't always have a beard either.
You didn't either, but I've...
You sound like you came out the womb with a beard, just a face full of hair.
You know, one time I went to a
you tournament. Saw a bearded baby?
Mm-hmm. No. I ain't have a beard, but I had a little... You could see the shadow where it would be at.
A 5 o'clock shadow?
You could see the shadow where it would be at, right? So, one of the dudes' dad was a barber, so he gave everybody a shape up before the game. So he lined me up like I had a beard. It was fire. It was fire.
And now you see. Yeah. You see the beard. Yeah. It's fire. Now, I was worried one day because, like, one of the times I had, my barber had, he shaved a little bit too much. And I was like, dang, do I have a butt chin underneath this? I ain't seen my chin in so long. I don't even know what my chin look like.
You know?
That's why.
Some days I be wanting to cut it just to see what I look like. But it's
cut
like.
The middle.
Nah, I'm just talking about the everything. Whole thing. I just want to see what I look like. But it's like.
Too invested?
Yeah, this is me.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you could always do it again. It'll grow back. It's going to take a little time. You're going to have to go through the little.
Yeah, but I'm here now.
Yeah.
I probably should one day. One day when I'm bored, like I did with my hair. Just, you know what? Just I don't want this no more. Clip, clip, clip. Mm-hmm. I'm back. But you can't trust a man with no facial hair.
Why?
It's a unwritten rule.
Nah, it's like, you can. There's certain stuff that you can't, like, how Will Smith has the little goatee with no mustache? Disgusting. I don't know how he does. Like, that is. I hope he's going for a role. But I've just never seen, like, besides, it was one other dude that he looked like. But just having a goatee and no mustache, like, having no mustache is a little crazy. But then just having, like, just a mustache and no bottom half, depending on the thickness of your mustache. It could work, but
let me do my Googles.
Yeah, you never seen nobody with no facial hair? A grown man with no facial hair?
There's a few.
I think I have.
In my head, I don't know why, the first person I thought of was The Rock.
I was thinking of Steph Curry.
The Rock don't got no facial hair?
No, Steph that man Curry is a nugget. He's golden nugget of
his
head.
His whole head is just, have you seen all his whole face and everything.
It's completely clear.
He got eyebrows.
I mean.
But he big and. He's just big. He's just big and bald. Like, you can trust big and... No, you can't. I lied.
Is this a pause?
Pause. Pardon me.
But it...
Getting beside myself.
Who else? No facial hair at all?
The Rock don't got facial hair. He got eyebrows, though.
Yeah, I mean... You're supposed to have eyebrows. You should have eyebrows.
Most people not just shaving off their eyebrows. Most people.
Mm-hmm.
Who else don't got facial hair?
Maybe Lucky Day?
Lucky? I think he got some.
I don't think Lucky Day... I don't remember seeing a beard.
Oh, he don't?
Lucky Day ain't got no facial hair.
He got a goatee. He got a little mustache just trying to come in.
Why you picking?
It was the first one that popped up. It was that one or this one.
Yeah, because, like, you gotta... It's the...
Let me go to images.
It's like the... It's the... The old R&B cats. Oh, I said old R&B cats. Wow, that was old. That
I was going to say, that's older than you.
The old, wow, excuse me, y'all. I'm not that old. I'm in my 20s. You know what I'm saying? I'm still. The older R&B acts. I definitely was. He definitely said Joker in there. I was like, a Joker.
Lucky Day 36.
He what?
He's 36. 30
what? Hey, yo. I would have never guessed. That's why he be doing all the remixes. And it'd be working. Fire, yeah,
cause he's 36.
Like, I thought he was like 28.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
But continue what you were saying.
Some of the younger R&B acts used to have no facial hair. That's why I like, granted, a lot of them were like 15.
Tyrese.
Tyrese, you know, he need to cut that. Whatever he had, that little...
The little patches on the side. Did you see those?
That was the most disgusting facial hair I've ever seen in my life.
Pictures. Mm-mm. I could probably just go on his Instagram for that. Mm-mm. Them things was nasty. He was trying to have a little pork chop things. Oh, the hair go.
Yeah, that was nasty.
All right, so you're just not going to open up?
This?
Yes.
Yeah, that was nasty.
It don't con like it's no it sideburns, yeah. And it looked like he started shaving.
He
it
to bald.
That's not
what you gonna connect.
You gotta have a full beard with the baldy. It can't be.
It was just the cheeks for real and the mustache.
Yeah, he like
Tyrese don't be having no facial hair. Actually, he be having the mustache and the goatee
now, but a lot of times he don't be having no facial hair. For a long time, he ain't had no facial
hair. Drake didn't used to have facial hair.
He was young. He was a baby.
He didn't have facial hair until he was like. He had to be in his 20s. Moral of the story.
Sorry.
Gotta have some kind of facial hair. Unless you... Most people would have some kind of facial
Unless
hair.
Unless you're an R&B singer. Dude, yeah. Gibeon got facial hair?
I don't think Gibeon... He might have a mustache.
Yeah, he got a light mustache.
I mean, that's what I had when I was in high school.
How did we get here?
We was talking. I don't know. I have no clue.
Basically.
Basketball.
No.
Yeah, how did we get on facial hair?
Because you were talking.
Butt chin,
yeah, yeah. Because I was like, dang, I had a butt chin? I don't think I have a butt chin. I hope I don't underneath it. I mean, it's nothing wrong with a butt chin if you got a butt chin. But I don't think I got a butt chin underneath it. But yeah, in high school, I thought I had a mustache, but it was not like this mustache.
Oh, yeah, I've seen pictures.
Yeah. It was clean.
I mean, I met you. Your facial hair was not like this when
I didn't. So. I was trying to get the chin strap. Just the strap.
That's the jersey look.
Yeah, I don't know why I was doing that.
It's the jersey thing.
Nah. Nobody I was around had just the chin strap. Like, that was...
Oh, you just wanted the chin strap, no mustache?
No, I wanted the mustache. What kind of serial killer do you take me for? Chin strap, no mustache?
That man different.
In conclusion, if you meet a man with no facial hair, it's a red flag.
It's absolutely...
Is that a red flag for you?
No, I'm it saying based be. Off of what y'all said.
It should be. It's going to look like you just got on a, like a harness. Like, if you just got the chest
strap. I said no facial hair.
Oh, okay, my bad.
No, if you got just the chest strap and no mustache, that is an absolute red flag. Run away, okay? Run away.
On a helmet strap, just like, what?
But no facial hair, I don't. That it depends on how they look. If they look nice without the facial hair, then, you know, everything's a go. But if they look hideous, run the other way. But it still might be a red flag, so just be careful.
Yeah, I think we done here, guys.
Yeah, I think so as well.
All right, well, thank you guys for joining us for another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
Gray Area!
Like and subscribe. Hit the notification bell so you can get notified every time we make a post. But, yeah, thank you for joining us. Follow us all on our Instagrams and on at the Gray, what is it? At Gray Area Podcast.
One of them things.
I'm going to look at it real quick. It's going to be somewhere at the bottom. At Gray Area Podcast. On Instagram. And yeah, we'll see y'all next time. Thank you for joining us.